Hello everyone. I'm really excited to start this 21 days challenge with you. Before we are starting at all, let's just take one moment of silence. Take one deep breath. To signify that we are now entering a journey with a certain focus, a certain intention. Very good. So every challenge has its unique focus. And here our goal is pretty clear. We want to end the mental chatter. Up there, inside our head, there is this tireless machine that keeps producing unnecessary thoughts. Day and night. This machine drains our energy, obscures our mind, and mainly creates endless conflict and tension inside us. But when we try to silence it, it seems quite resistant. Sometimes we do manage through some form of meditation or a relaxing environment. But mostly not. Why? Why can't we achieve a relaxed mind that cooperates with us and doesn't go against us? The answer is simple. We don't understand our mind. We don't know how it functions.
Wissen nicht, wie funktioniert.
So how can you expect to stop some automatic process inside you as long as you don't understand it? That's why we first of all need understanding, a deep understanding. For this reason, we will dedicate our first week, our first cycle of 7 days, to a penetrating insight into the mechanism of our mind. Of course, also this week will include practices, some home practices as well, but our focus is understanding. This is actually a very simple rule. Understanding the mind is one of the most powerful ways to make it silent. If you move directly to meditation without this crucial stage, like most of us do, your meditation will only be able to silence the mind temporarily. In other words, you're going to lose the silence pretty quickly with the first breeze of thought that moves through your mind. But when you have understanding on your side, you can master your mind and use it only when needed. There is absolutely no reason in the whole world to have your mind always on. After this week is completed, we will be able to take with us all this insight and implement it. So our second cycle of 7 days will be dedicated to the right techniques that can help you in real time to silence your mind. And after these two cycles are over, well, this will be our time to delve into deeper states of silence and meditation. Finally, you will be able to enjoy your mind and be glad that you have one. So in this challenge, as you already understand, each stage builds on the previous one and completes it. This means that we need each week to move on to the next level. So now that we have understood why this first cycle of lessons is needed, let's move to our first insight. This insight is probably the most important one you could ever hear about your mind. And it's important to receive it already now at the very beginning. Although we are surely going to return to it quite often. The first thing to understand about your mind is that your mind is not yours. Actually, because you think it is yours, you can never really master it. That's the greatest illusion. We think that the mind is our personal problem. That all of the desires and fears and worries and hopes and overplanning and controlling, all this needing and wanting, that all that is somehow our problem, that the mind is something that we personally have and need to face. In reality, the mind is not a personal thing at all. Everyone has it. It's the same mechanism for all of us. And for each of us, it dresses up with different clothes, with nuances, with a personal touch that makes it look like it's our own thing. My desires, my fears, my hopes, my worries. When it's yours, it's almost impossible to get rid of it because it's attached to you so closely and tightly. So the mind that we want to silence, this talkative machine, is not your special problem. The fact that it works for everyone exactly in the same way and creates exactly the same disturbances is a crucial key. The first implication is that you can see the mind as a mechanism. It works in a certain automatic way. And when you understand how it works, it can no longer fool you. You will just think, oh, once again, this mechanism creates fear and desire. That's what it does for a living. And this fear and desire are not especially my own. These are not my secret thoughts. Everyone has the very same thoughts. In this way, you can actually look at the mind from the outside. It's not something that takes place inside your head. Think of the mind as of an energy field, ripples of consciousness, ripples of thought that hover over your head, that surround you and surround all of us. When you think, yes, this is my thought, you become a host for this thought. Now it enters your head, your brain, and becomes yours. But when you see the mind as just an impersonal collective energy field, it's much easier to disassociate from it. So that's a great step. Start considering this thinking machine as something that takes place around you, outside you, not inside. It's like the buzzing of a fly around you. Do you take personally the buzzing of a fly around you? Do you ever think, oh, this fly has really something personal with me, some business, unfinished business with me? Of course not. Flies buzz and hover over our heads and do what they do. And minds produce all this endless stream of thought, memories, fears, desires, wanting, fearing. The nuances are not really important. For someone, this machine will create a desire for cars, and for another, a desire for sex or success or whatever. For someone, it will create a fear of people, for someone else, a fear of flights. But the fear or desire are just part of a very mechanical thing. Fear is fear, desire is desire. The very fact that I will be able to explain your mind throughout this challenge in a way that so many others will understand is because we all share this mechanism. And I hope that by the end of this challenge, you will have the choice whether to become a host of these thoughts or not. Now, if you could see this entire impersonal structure, how and why it works as it does, you will be able to step out of it instantly. You can actually become free from it in a second. Because it's not yours, you don't really have to solve all the problems of your mind. These are not your problems. And actually, in a way, they are even not solvable. It's like a river of thought that has no end. So today, just start suspecting your mind. By starting to look at it as an external phenomenon. As thoughts that are not yours, that don't belong to you, that are just around you. Look at all these thoughts that seem to trouble you and constantly hold on to the intelligent thought that these are not my special thoughts. These are just thoughts. I don't need to deal with them at all. I don't need to analyze them, understand them. I don't need any of that. Because of our tendency to personalize this thinking machine, we are sometimes ashamed of our thoughts. We think, oh my God, why do I have all this anger inside, or greed, or desire, or fear, or sexual fantasy? This doesn't fit my self-image at all. Well, these thoughts are nothing to be ashamed of. You can be ashamed of only when these thoughts are really your own. So start externalizing these thoughts, looking at them as if you would look at any other external phenomena. You can have that even as a meditation today, by sitting and noticing how this mind is just a mind. So after this introduction and presenting this key insight, we will meet again tomorrow and start going deeper. Goodbye for now. And may we have a deeply transformative journey.